Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. I'm going to tell you a story tonight. And this story epitomizes why New York City is in such a steep decline. Okay? So on April 4th in Grand Central Station, which is a lot better than Penn Station, there was a 54-year-old woman just going about her business. A 30-year-old man named Jean Zarzula beat her up for no reason. No reason at all. Cops got him. Okay? Hauled him in, charged with a felony. Obviously, you beat up a 54-year-old woman, you're charged with a felony. $2,500 cash bail. That's nothing. Okay? Zarzula couldn't meet the bail, so he's in Rikers. 5 days later, he appears before Judge Lori Peterson, notorious progressive leftist judge. She releases him without bail, lets him go. Lets him go. No reason why he couldn't make the bail assigned by the original judge, Pamela Goldsmith. Why not keep him in Rikers? He's dangerous. You don't beat up a 54-year-old woman for no reason if you're not dangerous. All right? But Judge Peterson lets him out. So what does he do? Okay? He beats up a 9-year-old girl at Grand Central Station with her parents. He slugs the girl. No reason. Now imagine this. 9-year-old girl from the Bronx. Okay? She's walking along in Grand Central with an adult. And this guy comes up and punches her in the face. Same guy that beat up the 54-year-old woman in Grand Central on April 4th. Now, who's responsible for this? Well, obviously, Zarzula is, but so is Judge Lori Peterson. Absolutely responsible. So I'm sitting there and I'm going, how much longer are we citizens of New York City and state going to tolerate this? Why are there not demonstrations in Albany and in New York City against these judges, politicians? It's not the cops, not the cops. And I'll have the head of the detectives union on here tomorrow, talk about how the cops are reacting to all this. But why aren't there demonstrations against these progressive people? I don't know. I mean, I'm working, so I can't organize them, but isn't there anybody else who can do this? Now you have 9-year-olds and old ladies getting battered, and they won't even keep the guy at Rikers? Come on. I mean, this is just way beyond anything I ever thought I would see. I've been in the business, the journalism business, almost 50 years. I never thought I'd see this. This is anarchy, violent anarchy. It reminds me of what happened in China in 1949 and in Germany in the early 1930s. Thugs roaming the streets, beating the living hell out of people. And authorities looked the other way. And both the Nazis and the communists did exactly that. But here, the Zazzarella, he's not political. He's insane. Yeah, let's put violent, insane people back on the street so 9-year-old girls and elderly women can get beaten to a pulp. Imagine if you're that 9-year-old girl and she'd get punched in the face. You think she's ever going to forget that? The fear? You ruined the girl's childhood, right? Judge Lori Peterson, do you give a whit about that? No. If she did, she would apologize or write an op-ed in the New York Post or the Wall Street Journal. New York Times never printed because they're real happy about all that. They love this. Let's have anarchy, violent anarchy. Then we could blame the white patriarchy for it. Where are the demonstrations? Come on. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.